Today, December 26th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast, direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
I'm Marty Sklar, creative head of Walt Disney Imagineering. I'd like to tell you about my very first job for the Walt Disney Company. Walt wanted to have a hometown newspaper at Disneyland, and I was hired to be the editor of the Disneyland News. I went to work just a month before Disneyland opened. 2 weeks after I began work, I had a meeting to present the concept to Walt Disney, and I was scared to death, let me tell you. After the break, let me tell you how it went.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
Welcome back. I was the editor of the Daily Bruin, the student newspaper at UCLA, when I got the job. I was 21 years old and had never worked professionally, and it amazed me that in the midst of all the chaos before the park opened, Walt had time for this little thing that I was doing. But I later realized that having a hometown newspaper on Main Street made it more of a town, and that was part of the story Walt wanted to tell. So we did publish the newspaper, and it sold for 10 cents on Main Street. Actor, comedian, and writer Steve Martin recently told me that selling the Disneyland News was his first job. There was a little print shop where the Mad Hatter hat shop is now. You could get your name printed on your copy, Marty Sklar Visits Disneyland, and it was very popular. We had stories about how Disneyland was created, something about each of the lands, something about landscaping. There was something about Walt and the kinds of entertainment he had created. We had a message from Goodwin Knight, the California governor, and we had a wonderful column by a man by the name of Jack Youngmire called Under the Gaslights, and it was all about Walt, but it was taken from the standpoint of a boy growing up in Marceline, Missouri, and having his dream come true. The Disneyland News was meant to be the story of Disneyland at that time. I think it came out even before the first souvenir guide came out. It was a summer job for me and a fantastic education. After college, I went back to Disneyland, and I was really fortunate because I got called up to the studio, and Walt wanted, I think this was 1956 or 57, he wanted a brochure about Disneyland. I did some publications, and I guess Walt liked them, so I started doing a lot more work for WED, which is now Walt Disney Imagineering, and here I've been ever since. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about my Disney journey. I never would have guessed all those years ago that I would be where I am today.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com to watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time!